Hi everyone, welcome to Vedic Astrology Study Podcast. Through this medium, I cover a breadth of some basic principles and analysis of the beautiful ancient science of Jyotish, gifted to humanity by wise ancient seers of India. Typically, there are playlists of different kinds with case studies to have a practical grounding of those principles. In this series, which will become a part of the Panchanga playlist, I am covering the science of Muhurta, or the timing of events, activities, dietary control, tuning your attitude to any given day of the month, since this is a lunar calendar. As per Vedic astrology, the human being should regulate their daily activities in alignment with the lunar cycle and the corresponding tithi of the day. You might say this is the beginning of the use of science of Jyotish consciously, with awareness and in full view of self and this space-time reality we find ourselves in. Since this deals with your everyday cycle of energies that each of us deals with on a daily basis, it's a good beginning point to start Jyotish with Panchanga study first, before you get to the charts part. If you do not know what your current tithi is, where you are on the planet, you can download the Jyotish app, which is indicated on the slide with its logo, on Android or iPhone store. Download it, set its location to wherever you are on the planet. Then click on Muhurta and Panchanga part as is shown on the slide, and it will tell you the current Panchanga aspects, the Tithi, the Vara, the Karana, Yoga and Nakshatra, which is typically where Moon is transiting over. Then use these series as a study material to guide your daily activities, diet, attitude for any given day. The way I shall cover each tithi here begins with the element and deity, followed by the energy of the day, what to do, what to avoid, suggested mindset, elementary dietary consideration, and the content is covered both for Shukla Paksha and Krishna Paksha tithis. For the basics of this, see the previous tithi videos in this playlist. Let's get started. Good morning everyone. Now we shall do the Dwadashi Tithi, the 12th one, as you can see in the pie chart over there on the screen. This is the 12th day in the lunar calendar. That means in any given month, the 12th day after the new moon or the 12th day after a full moon, either side. The Krishna Paksha or the Shukla Paksha. I hope you're taking time to go through all of this stuff. It's a lot to process. So this is the second one of the Bhadra Tithis, which is practical and supportive. It indicates stability, practicality, cooperation and balanced outcomes. It's good for partnerships, work, travel and home-related activities. This is quite a bit after Ekadashi, isn't it? There is a rhythm in the stars, in the cycles of sun and moon. So that's what we are studying in Vedic astrology here. So this is the third one. Second one was Dvitiya, first one. Second one was Saptami, third one is Dwadashi. Both on the Krishna and the Shukla side of things. What is the energetic quality of Dwadashi? Now from notes, Dwadashi is a Bhadra Tithi. It's characterized by balance, nourishment, auspiciousness for new beginnings. It is ruled by the earth element and has a stabilizing influence. The presiding deity of Dwadashi is Aditya, sun, especially in the aspect of Savitur, the brilliance of the sun, the radiant brilliance, like the orb of the sun, reflecting vitality and sustenance. In the lunar cycle, Dwadashi comes as a relief from the rejuvenation and austerity of Ekadashi. See, you left one thing in Ekadashi, hopefully, and now Dwadashi gives you an opportunity to begin new stuff. It is often regarded as a day of restoration, fulfillment of vows, taking care of the body, something which we neglect. Dwadashi is a day to break the fast, maybe, from the Ekadashi. So you are going from Ekadashi to Dwadashi, so there is a transition factor there. So do it with nourishment. Nourish your body. Balance your body. Do body movements like Tai Chi and so on. Gentle movements, okay? So on a Dwadashi days, nothing is inauspicious or anything. It's a harmonizing, recuperative and supportive of new growth this day, the 12th day. Going towards the new moon or going towards the full moon, either way. What is it good for? Ending fasts and fulfilling vows. This is for those spiritual minded people who do take this a little further, okay? those of you who are into corporate life and completely been taken over by modern psychology, you won't be interested in such things. This is for the finely attuned spirits. Dwadashi is the proper day to conclude and fulfill any other vows, breaking the fast. So nourish the body with gentleness. Give thanks to all you could for doing any kind of rites and rituals or pujas. Dwadashi is an auspicious day for performing rites and rituals in the Vedic tradition, like Griha Pravesha, doing rites and ceremonies regard to new house entry. Griha means house, Pravesh means entry. Puja is a rite carried out in the Vedic tradition, or Satyanarayana Puja, very welcome. You should do this. You can research more on this if you want. It's not the topic here. Or doing homas or fire rituals. Since the energy is clean after Ekadashi, it's a fresh day for spiritual ceremonies. Also, those who couldn't do big ceremonies on Ekadashi often schedule them on Dwadashi. Commencing new activities or work. Since being a Bhadra Tithi, Dwadashi is considered auspicious to start new projects at work, business. You can confidently sign a new job contract, launch a venture, or start a construction on this day. Success is not as flamboyant as Dashami, but it's steady and grounded. Especially nice for anything related to nourishing, sustaining tasks like planting a tree in the garden, or starting a health routine, or opening a food business, as the day's vibe supports growth and feeding. Buying vehicles and big items. This is a good day to purchase any new car or bike or whatever it is that you need. Or even building a road or major repairs around the home is fine. Housewarming, that is the Griha Pravesh, is also good. Not an auspicious tithi for weddings, meaning marriages can happen on Dwadashi with no intrinsic negative factors, although it's not the top of the list. Nourishment and health actions. Dwadashi is about replenishment. Ayurveda might encourage you to do things to strengthen your body, such as taking rasayana tonics. There are lots of tonics, good tonics available these days, lots of brands in India. It's available on Amazon. Just type in the name Rasayana and then you'll see. Having a nourishing massage or starting a health regime. Oil bath is prohibited on this tithi, simply because oil means you're introducing Saturn on this. So avoid putting Saturnian energy over here. Rich foods. Okay, take breakfast, lunch and dinner more of balanced diet, if you have especially fasted on Ekadashi. If you're not, then you can go in for the regular diet. Charity and feeding acts is very good on this day. Acts of generosity, such as donating food, feeding cows or poor, or giving dakshina or donation, are highly meritorious on Dwadashi. It is traditional that after breaking the fast, one gives some charity in grains or sweets. Okay. Especially on this, I want to talk an aside. Charity or feeding or donating food or feeding the cows. What is this all about in the Vedic tradition? Well, all donation, speaking astrologically, is activation of the Pisces in your chart. Pisces only stands for giving away things, whatever you have been gifted with, what you can part with. So think of this, more you feed, more you give donation, more wealth will come to you, because it's the highest exaltation of Venus. Since everybody is running after a tight bank balance, think of this, Pisces is the most wealthiest sign. Activities to avoid. Dwadashi has few inherent prohibition. One that stands out is avoid having an oil massage or heavy oil bath on this day. Avoid that if you are one inclined in Vedic tradition to go for it. On this day, don't do any oil baths. It's suggested to avoid in the classical texts. So take care of your diet. Make it like light foods, veggies, legumes, all that stuff, but avoid too much of oily meat, alcohol and that kind of things. Do not engage in utter debauchery, like going from saintly fast to partying and having a drink in the bar and eating some chicken somewhere. Don't go on that kind of a trip, otherwise it'll be like a roller coaster. See, what you consume is also affecting your mental emotional state, isn't it? The brain goes through states. Suggested mindset is of rejuvenation, balance and gratitude on this day. Restore balance in your life. Be grounded. Have a content mindset. Something which you lack. Contentment, like I've spoken of number of times before. Gratitude should be the front and center on this day. Whatever you just have, forget your long wish list of what you want. Just have gratitude for what is. Moderation is the key word. Enjoyment in work, enjoyment in silence, enjoyment in whatever, even in the clothes you are wearing, for example. Just be in your body, be in everything. Presence. A gentle optimism can pervade Dwadashi. Trust that your efforts have borne fruit and now things flow more freely. Many notice that the mind is sharper after fasting. If you have one, so to take up the fast, okay? So you can do your pujas, you can do your shastras, you can do your mantras, which is good on every tithi actually. Compassion is good for yourself. Self-compassion is good on this day, especially if you have fasted the previous day. Dwadashi mindset, in short, can be summarized as calm gratitude, measured rejuvenation and quiet devotion. There, it sums it up. Diet now with Ayurvedic support. Rebalancing and refeeding after a fast, that kind of an approach. So start off gently, don't put it on fifth gear directly. Okay, your vehicle is still in the first gear. Breaking the fast gently, tulsi with the water or a bit of jaggery, these are all Ayurvedic concepts. And a few drops of lemon is good. A piece of amla or Indian gooseberry is good, provides vitamin C, stimulates appetite. You can also take some ripe banana and date soaked in water as the first bite. In south of India, it is common to break by having sheera, what they call sheera or semolina pudding, cooked in either upma or a kheer. It is not ideal to shock the gut with heavy food immediately. You can do this dietary research. Ayurveda has an extensive list of them. Also, the modern followers of Vedic tradition, the Hindus, they have extensive videos, shorts, you name it, all kinds of things. Get on this vegetarian diet as quickly as possible for all the spiritual minded. First meal should be simple, warm, moderately proportioned, like khichdi, moong dal and rice porridge. Not a porridge really, it's a meal in and of itself. It's a gentle kindling of the jatragni or the gut fire. Avoid high fiber right away because you have fasted on the previous day. Avoid certain foods initially, heavy beans like udad dal, brinjal, eggplant, etc. Hydration and electrolytes, which is good after, it's highly advised after fasting, isn't it? First start with the electrolytes, balance your minerals. Take all kinds of magnesium salts, cell salts, if you are homeopathy inclined. Rehydration, oral rehydration. Coconut water is a natural one. Electrolyte rich drink. Begin the day with that. Space your meals and don't overload your gut because of the fasting. Although this is considering the fasting factor on Ekadashi. If you're not doing that, which most are not, ignore all of this. Quality of food, high quality sattvic foods. This is always favorable. Fresh vegetables like moong dal, beans or paneer if you are in India. Probiotics is very good after you have fasted because you need the gut flora, isn't it? So take probiotics, that is good. Avoid binging on junk food, which is always avoidable on every tithi. No McDonald's, no Burger King, no Pizza Huts, okay? Avoid binging on all these foods. It is just overloading your gut. Try to stick to organic stuff. What is recommended in India traditionally? Specific Dwadashi foods in tradition is called Vanamula Parayana. That is taking roots and fruits on this day. Amla or Indian gooseberry is very popular in this. Many Ayurvedic medicines are prepared with amla juice as the base. It is highly exalted in Vedic tradition as a very high powerful antioxidant and replenishes the cells very, very strongly. Also, tulsi or the basil leaf is considered sacred because it has a lot of curative properties. Herbal support. You can take herbal support, but do this in moderation and do this with a bit of discernment, like taking ajwain or carom seeds or fennel tea. Both are good. If constipation is an issue, Trifala Churna, which is again an Ayurvedic medicine, you can take on this day. Eat to half your capacity and leave the quarter with water and other quarter with emptiness. This is a balanced diet. Generally speaking, a very good rule to have on any tithi. Now let's take specifics of Dwadashi in the Krishna and Shukla. So Shukla Dwadashi now. Element and deity is Earth and Surya, like you see Surya God over there. So we are talking about the waxing cycle. It's going towards the full moon, as you can see there. Therefore, the illumination is very strong on this day. Therefore, good idea to initiate stuff gently yet slowly. Do it good. Okay. There is illumination on the moon. Whenever it is going to the waxing cycle, it is generally considered a good one. Waning cycle is the one where you have to be cautious. Energy of the day is restorative and steady. Continuation of Ekadashi is purification. This is especially true on the Krishna side more rather than the Shukla side of things. Grounded solar energy, duty, service, humility. Excellent for renewal and charity. What to do? Breaking the Ekadashi fast with gratitude. Acts of service. Sun is of service to the entire planet. Therefore, be like the energy of the sun, feeding others, honoring elders and teachers, charity, helping the poor, supporting the dharmic causes. This is the reason why something is called dharma in the Vedic lore. Understand it before trying to decide with your little mind what this is about. Sun worship and solar rituals. Okay, you can also do Surya Sahasranama if you want. I haven't done that, but it's very, very powerful. Be cautious with Surya Sahasranama. Once when I had started chanting, my head went buzzing. What to avoid? Overindulgence when breaking the fast. Ignoring discipline gained on Ekadashi. Well, start slow. Don't, like I said, go from first gear to fifth gear. Not having ego-driven actions that undermine service. Leave your wish list, your tall ego aside. Humble yourself and think that this planet does not have just you as a centric person. Suggested mindset, gratitude, humility and service. Continue discipline but soften it with kindness. Shine steadily like the sun without discrimination. Begin with light sattvic food to break the fast. Rice, ghee, milk and fruits. Simple grains and vegetables restore energy gently. Gentle start, first gear in the vehicle. That's the best analogy I can give you. Avoid overeating heavy meats and tamasic foods. Always a good idea in any particular tithi, isn't it? Now let's see Krishna Dwadashi.